Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Well, I'd like to take a second here to introduce the greatest as well might ever seen.
Long ago, far away land, golden age, powerful gods,
growing constant and growing great in the air.
You that need prayer.
What I have to offer you might possibly be the gateway to immortality.
Bring your hair.
I got your gift for the lady.
Sweet baby Lou.
Possession of masturbation, musical that is.
Look at the radio! No pressure! Bring it up! Bring it up!
Say it louder! Say it louder! Back to my
child! You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this!
Sweet baby,
sweet baby.
Why is this warehouse so dark? Hello?
Yes, come here.
Yo, Joey, is that you?
Yes, come closer. I think I have what you're looking for.
You sound different. You got a cold or something?
I have what you need. That's all you need to know.
Hey, why'd you step out into the light here? You're in the shadows.
All these years of torment, and now it's my time.
Wait, it's you. It's you, you bastard. I knew it.
Indeed it is.
Well, here we are, Brad de Flumery.
Say my name again. It's what I need.
I ain't gonna say nothing until I get my methadone.
Come closer, man. Come closer.
I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
Do you want to make the deal or not?
Well, I do love methadone. All right, here's the money. Now give me the drugs.
Give me the money.
I just gave you the money.
Give me the money, man.
I just gave you the money, damn it!
It looks like you've been duped.
What? You bastard. I knew it! It's all a setup, isn't it?
Shall we rumble?
Well, I think we have to. Ah, take that!
Dear God.
Oh, my Lord, I've never seen so much blood.
Oh, no. Frank, you can't puke in the crime scene.
In my 25 years, I ain't never seen anything like this.
There's blood dripping from the ceiling.
No. Contain yourself, Frank.
Tom.
Contain yourself.
I'm sorry.
Let's examine the body.
Lacerations.
Yeah.
About the back.
All over the face, too.
Looks like a Phillips head screwdriver.
Yeah, I would agree.
Lower abdomen.
Yeah. Face looks like it's been beaten in by a lead pipe. Blunt force trauma to the front of the cranium.
We got some small tissue damage on the feet. And looks like...
It looks like someone has also taken advantage of the body. But that's just a guess. I'm speculating, merely. Merely speculating.
It's clear that this man did not enjoy his last minutes.
Well, only one thing to do now. Narrow down a list of suspects and find the sick son of a bitch who did this to one sweet baby Lou Rodham Whittaker.
Ain't nothing else we can do.
Hear ye, hear ye.
in the matter of Sweet Baby Lou and his estate versus his creditors. Judge Dre presiding.
Your Honor, I'd like to make a statement.
Right. I'll be doing the talking here. And I understand that you two have been named as the legal guardians of one Sweet Baby Lou and thus inherit all of his debts. And they are a mighty bunch of debts, gentlemen.
How were we named his guardians?
Yeah, you were named his guardians in 1975 after what was known as the Bacon Storm. I don't know what the Bacon Storm is. It's not in the history book, but you've been named his legal guardians and inherit all of his debts.
How much are we talking about?
I've been provided with a list here by his attorney, one man known as Smooth Romeo, and the list is as follows. $1,000 to Matt Drudge, the internet journalist. $200,000 to Uncle Squiggy's pawn shop.
If you sell your family into prostitution.
$500 to the Milkshake Factory. What is the Milkshake Factory? I've never heard of this factory. He owes $500. Now you owe the $500, gentlemen. And also, finally, $2 million to the government of North Korea.
Your Honor, this is ridiculous. We're college students with a radio show.
Quiet here. I'll have you thrown into contempt of court, and you don't want to go into that hole. Uncle Scuzzy has been very itchy.
This is cruel and unusual punishment. You can't expect us to
the
pay.
The punishment does not fit the crime. We didn't
commit. Okay. All is not lost here, gentlemen, but I will say if you do not pay his debts by 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll both be executed. But fortunately, I'm provided with a list by the UMass Student Legal Services on how you can repay this debtory. Now, number one is
6 a.m.
Well, you know, yeah,
that's like 6 hours.
It is in a Massachusetts. It was passed by the Massachusetts General Court in the year 1438. Now, here's a list of how you can pay off these debts. Number one, prostitution. Now, I heard you mention prostitution, boy. Normally, we frown upon the prostitution in this state, but you know what? We are willing to make an exception so that you can use the prostitution.
Is there any way
off.
We cannot prostitute ourselves?
That is a whole other list also provided by UMass Student Legal Service. Now, number one, you can. You could strip. Now that's not quite prostitution, but it still makes a lot of money, and I would pay to see that strippery, especially from you, Pete.
Can we move along, Your Honor?
Number two. You could sell yourself for medical experiments. Now, for a few needles, you may grow some hair where you had no hair before, but you could make the money. You could make the money. Or number three. It's something about a rock and roll concert benefit show, but no one does that anymore.
Wait, a rock and roll concert?
Okay. Number three is that you could, in theory, put together a rock and roll benefit show in Good Time Fun Medicine Hour, or 6 hours, perhaps, since we are closing in on 6 a.m., and if you raise that money by 6 a.m., you will not be executed, but you will be spanked.
Pete, we could do that.
It looks like we only have one thing to do.
One choice. I guess we're putting on a concert.
One choice we're making, and it's saving our own lives.
Gordigan.
Our good friend, Sweet Baby Lou, has left us for probably a worse place. God knows there's no room in heaven for Sweet Baby Lou.
I'm gonna take this grilled cheese and I'm gonna spread the word of God. It's a convoluted story. Stories. Yeah, we're waiting for Pablo. No, it'll be affordable. He's a drifter of logic. I mean, I know of him. I know that he does exist. A couple things you gotta keep in mind about being arrested. Make sure you squeeze your cheeks.
One used adult diaper. To Joey the bookie. Nothing, you bastard. I'll see you in hell, you scumbag. I don't owe you expletive.
I think it's less of a question of depressing somebody. You words like sardines in your jeans. It's the Virgin Mary.
I maintain they give me character.
Don't look anybody in the eye.
Can it be that it was all so simple? Or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it
make sure you cry.
Oh, sweet baby Lou.
The attitude, the taste, and the flavor of my love life.
I don't know that anybody, I do not know of any other show on WMUA, especially now that I'm gone. I'm trying to they can hang the sweet baby Lou and Harvard's
well, thank you.
I mean,
I'm going to the bars. Maybe right.
Well, it's not so much a confession as a proclamation. Is there any way we can open this screen? I gotta show you something.
Who's sniffing glue, but who's putting the glue in the hands of the children?
You know what? You boys are jerks. Get out of my house. You know, I think I spent enough time here today. I'll
Where's he gone? Where people go?
Reverend Defunk is gone, Don.
We invited them to have PBR because we just wanted to. We have so many PBRs. We're trying to fit into PBRs, but they don't even taste good. They don't even taste. We had so many hamburger patties.
What a Ryan Pisso.
Singles.
Are you looking for emotion and vigor?
Singles.
Are you looking to add spice to the otherwise tasteless tofu that is your sex life?
Singles.
Dial 1-508-243-3888 now.
Call now. Singles.
Oh, fun. Ooh, ooh. Get freaked on. Oh, fun. Ooh, ooh. Get freaked on.
National Guard. It's not what you think.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me. China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. This is 91.1
WMUA. This is, we wanted to welcome you to
Sweet Baby Lou's memorial concert slash funeral.
Yeah.
And it's a full night dedicated to Lou.
From midnight to 6 a.m.
And we'll be having people come and speak about him.
Yeah, we'll be having people sing his graces, all of his favorite bands.
They'll all be here in memory of him. So thank you for attending.
Thank you for
also
attending.
We're taking collections.
That's right. So if you're gonna be giving money for the donation fund, the number is 413-545-6691.
And we have inherited his financial debts.
That's right. We have over $2 billion in debt. Apparently we were named legal guardians of his entire estate.
We will be executed. It has been told.
That's what we've been told.
So this is for Lou. And these are the bands that he loved and the people that he loved.
We've got Andy Surrey and the telephone company here right now. They're going to play for us.
So welcome to the funeral. Try to enjoy yourselves.
Try.
Well, this one's for Lou. Literally.
Thank you. Poem here for Sweet Baby Lou. It's a eulogy. We are here this morning in memory of Sweet Baby Lou. He was a lover of me and a lover of you. A lover of funk, a dear good friend, the best of music, the best life spent. Oh, we will remember those memorable days. He would purchase a 40 and a bag of yay. Listening to the grooves, he put on the moves, swept the ladies out of their shoes, and kicked it with his homies in a couple of brews. He represented the Southeast, defeated the Western scene, will be forever greater than the Eazy-E's, Ice Cube's, and D-O-double-G's. Oh, we shall always remember thou funk prophet preaching the gospel. The beats were gonna drop it. Our mourns will turn to a celebration. We will let everyone know in this nation. We shall end this morning with a slam dunk. We shall always remember peace, love, funk.
This is called bacon and eggs. Here you go.
We've had a lot of fun here tonight on Sweet Baby Lou and the Reverends of Funk. But things were not always as they are. Lou was not always a degenerate thief and, quote, mountebank. There was a time when Reverend Baby Lou Rotten Whitaker Jr. was a God-fearing man. Until one night in the summer of 1976, young Lou was leaving his Baptist parish. He had told his best friend, Father Joe, he would see him later. And he strolled down the street that night as the evening fell like a beautiful woman. And Lou heard sounds emanating from a small, dark building on the Detroit street. And Lou was struck by the sounds he heard. He went inside. He paid the $20 tab, but did not drink, for Sweet Lou was a God-fearing man. And it was upon that stage, in that seedy funk bar, that Lou met the first love of his life, Sex Patra. Hours later, Lou fled into the street, screaming, tearing his frock from his body. So he was blind, naked in the Detroit moonlight. And that was the evening when Lou discovered the funk.
This is difficult, but I'm Reverend Pat, and I have some words to say. Lou, you have abandoned this world. Gone are your cream-colored eyes. Here is a marble tombstone. Marble is fitting. It will erode like my trust in you. The saddest, most lonesome memory is the one that only one remembers. I'm the one, and I'm trying to forget.
God.
Please
Why
keep
not,
calling
Greg?
In and donating money.
Why not, Greg?
We don't raise this money.
We're going to be executed.
And then there'll be no more funk.
No more funk.
And Lou would not have wanted that.
If you're going to make a donation, call in.
413-545-3691. Sweet Baby Lou's Memorial Funeral.
No!
There's a telephone coming in.
Checks made out to cash. Checks made out to cash.
Young Pictures LTD, in association with Skanky Phil Productions, presents the re-release of an erotic classic. One that catapulted Sweet Baby Lou Rodham Whittaker Jr. to international porn fame. It's The Handyman.
I heard someone here needs a handyman.
Oh, well, we did call. We've got something broken in the rear. Maybe you can take a look at it.
Winner of the 1979 Berlin Classics Best Erection.
Grab my hammer. Grab my hammer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pound it in there. Yeah.
And now that he's dead, you'll want to revisit it again and again. And might we add, it makes a great gift for the grandmothers. It's Sweet Baby Lou in The Handyman.
My name is Reverend Mike, and I'd like to say a few things about Lou. So I went through my Gnostic Bible trying to find a quote that would really exemplify what Lou was all about. And this was the best thing I came up with. It's from Kings. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, woman of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. You know, when I was 10 years old, my father told me that a train can only go three ways: past you, towards you, or careening into that orphanage they built next to the railroad tracks. The one everyone said was poorly placed, given the local railroad's flagrant disregard for safety or notions of respectful sobriety. And when that train crashed through the front door of that orphanage, it was truly tragic because on that day, all the orphans were to be adopted by the richest men in the country. I think I'm off topic. The point is that Sweet Baby Lou is dead. And I will miss him because he gave the world something not many individuals can.
That's a joke.
Well, yes, but he also gave us an example of someone who has a complete lack of personal morality. But, you know, I loved him, and I think in some weird way he loved us, even, you know, when he forgot our names or ripped up our money or demanded that we keep filling our liquor cabinet for him, or that time he beat Pete so severely we had to perform open chest surgery with four rusty forks and a copy of that morning's Daily Collegian. And even though Lou's medical advice cost Pete the use of his right anus, and even though Lou once said that methadone was more important than air, and even though he refused to accept the concept of evolution, we all loved him, and that was the most important thing. Amen.
Amen! Amen! Please don't, everybody.
Check out the cash.
Sun and trees and skies are there. We're never longer there.
new presentation is coming to Amherst. Something historical.
Something perplexingly naughty.
Something sexy. Because that's right. It's that time of the year again. It's Amherst's historic glory hole tour.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to go from 6 to midnight. And where else to do it but in someplace historical?
That's right. What's new on the trail? Emily Dickinson's newly discovered glory hole.
She might have been depressed. She might have been reclusive. But damn, did that girl know how to get down.
That's right. And who knows what else you'll find out.
Perhaps some poetry inscribed on the wall next to it. Never know until you try it.
10,000 skies.
Amherst Historical Society presents Historic Glory Holes.
Spotlight on the Emily Dickinson Museum Memorial Glory Hole.
You never know whose dick has been.
So tap your foot twice and open wide.
Brave and bold.
Welcome back to Sweet Baby Lou's funeral.
Yeah.
Sweet Baby Lou Rodham Whittaker Jr.
He's dead.
He gave us the show a long time back in ways that we can't recall on air.
I remember distinctly involved drugs.
So we're going to hand it over to a former reverend.
Thank you. Hello, hello. God bless y'all, and God bless y'all for gathering here under the auspices of God and His College Tap Broadcasting Hut. As y'all know, I am the Reverend Dr. Anastasio Aloysius von Klieger, the pastor at Our Lady of Perpetual Mistrust. We're here to mourn, lament, and reflect upon the passing of the Reverend Sweet Baby Lou Rodham Whittaker Jr., the pillar of the community, purveyor of the funkitude, and most importantly, a man of God. All of us here, friend, family, and foe alike, possess within our memory banks a particular recollection of Lewis and his deeds amongst the community.
Hey.
Whether he was helping the widow Barley cross the road or bathing those most sensuous Gallifrante twins in their father's scrub tub, Lou helped the valley tick and talk and run on a great big electrical shot, and now he is gone. But do not weep, my brothers and sisters, do not weep. For so long as we hold these memories close to our bosom, he will remain. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
If we remember him driving his revamped milk van through the scented apple strip club, he will remain. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Amen!
So long as we remember him paying his alimony in fuzzy lint balls, he will remain. Now, can I get an amen?
Amen!
Now, I'm not going to say that Lou was a perfect man, because none of us are. And you know why? Because all of us are tempted and occasionally succumb to the devil. But at his moist nougat center, Lou was a good man and tried to do right by his kin and society. And if Jesus could forgive all them whores, moneylenders, and crucifying Romans, I think he could forgive Lou. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Thank y'all, and God bless!
Woo! Thank you, Reverend Greg. Thank you.
All right, this song is called The Come Down of Sweet Baby Lou. Here it goes.
Stuff and salt in my harmonica. Now my mouth is getting dry. The potion bubbles in the violin is, but it will surely get you high. Now Sweet Baby Lou's walking out that door, singing bye bye bye. Bye 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 bye. And I laugh, 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 hey. Class take less, and then he comes down and starts to cry. Laugh balloons bursting off into the sky. The ones that said goodbye. I know that you will never try it. You touch the sun and you're bound to fry in it. Now Lou's waiting out of that door, singing bye-bye-bye, bye-bye-bye-bye. And I laugh, 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 hey, laugh reckless, and then he comes down and starts to cry. Laugh
blue eyes. It laugh, 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 hey, plastic listen, then comes down and starts to cry. Then a laugh, 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 hey, plastic listen, then he came down and he started to cry.
Out on the road again, looking for justice. Sweet Baby Lou's body's dead. Murderer on the loose. And me? Well, I got a list of witnesses a mile wide. Joey, Lou's bookie, hang down by the docks. Murderous time. Joshua Parker, superintendent of schools. Got a grudge. Baby Lou's car left in an alley. Inappropriate vandalism. And Isaac's school kids. Big Daddy Lou, he wants a piece of that fortune. The Funkasaurus Rex, don't you know? They hated him for years. Might hate him forever. Raspy Sean, darling. This guy's got a case. We got files on him. Frank Collins, public library, and of course, Sally Johnson. Jealous lover. Only thing to do now, start knocking on doors.
This is Morty Cardigan, promotional director, GED. It was a dark, dark night at Chippendales. I ran over to him and said, "Hey, do you have any fetishes?" He looked at me in the eyes tenderly and said, "No." I didn't see him for the next 63 years. It was not until the Great War in Bosnia that I saw Lou once again. I was there for the 13th Annual Stamp Collecting Convention. That was the best convention. But that's another place. We were both staying in the same hostel. I was unfortunately kidnapped and tortured in a strange dungeon. I found out later that a man had paid to murder me in creative and terribly deranged ways. I escaped, only to find out that it was Lou himself who had paid to do these awful things to me. I knew I recognized that face. I didn't see him again for another 10 years and 3 months. He was talking to two fellows. I never did see Lou again after that. But I came out of the bushes and put my garter belt back on and asked the two young men if I could talk to them about the character who just spoke to them. They said their knowledge of the man was minimal, for he was a mysterious man. He gave them a radio show. They said they needed someone with a niche that could become their promotional director to gain an audience, a following, a group of reverends. I tried to make out with the Jewish one, but he declined. From there on, I was one of them. I was a reverend. When I found out about the death of Lou, I sharted. But that's because I was watching a Married with Children marathon, and that Al Bundy is one funny guy. But after I finished masturbating to Sims pornography, I wiped my love mess off the Sears catalog plus side lingerie section, and I was informed about tonight's ceremony. While I need to have a key ring removed from my rectum tomorrow morning, I felt it was my duty to prepare some words on this most beautiful of evenings. If nobody calls into the station to share their thoughts, I'm going to yank my chain with liquid nitrogen and finish in my mouth. Thank you. And please, for Christ's sakes, call in. Thank you.
Lou was loved. He really was.
You're listening to Sweet Baby Lou's Memorial Funeral.
And it's an honor to keep doing this show.
It's 1 a.m. here on 91.1.
We also accept euros.
WBY. Call in.
Jack money order.
They're going to kill us.
Let the concert go on, man.